The classic experiments in the history of science are often memorable, not for complexity, but for cleverness. Here's an example. By the 1940s, biologists were pretty well convinced that offspring grew to resemble their parents because information of some kind is transmitted from generation to generation by the so-called genes. But what information is transmitted? Exactly what does a gene do? The strategy of the biologists George Beadle and Edward Tatum was to find out what genes do by making them defective. Beadle and Tatum worked in the 1940s with ordinary bead mold. They grew mold in test tubes with a simple nutrient formula: sugar, minerals, and one vitamin. Normal bread mold can make all the proteins and other substances it needed from that nutrient formula. Then Beadle and Tatum exposed some of their mold samples to intense X-rays. A few of the X-rayed molds would no longer grow unless they had proteins added to their diet. The X-rays had destroyed the mold's ability to make those proteins. What's more, this inability to make certain proteins was passed on to future generations of molds like any other inherited trait. The X-rays had caused a defect, and the defect was inherited. The real effect of the X-rays had been to damage the mold's genes. The Beadle-Tatum experiment was important because it showed that what a gene conveys from generation to generation is a set of recipes, that is, instructions for making proteins. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost. There are thousands more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.